What's good, world? It's your girl Chelsea Sincere of Invisible Podcast Radio, and we are officially in episode 3 of October's month's theme, Patience, Persistence, and Practice. And next to me, y'all, I have one of the dopest, I would say, on the highest of keys, Midwest and South, from the South too, you feel me? Got some turntable skills that's pretty dope, and we're getting ready to sit down and talk to her about this month's theme. So I have DJ Sky Jetta in the building.
Hello.
What's good? How are you today?
I'm pretty good. It's gloomy today in Chicago.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty good.
For sure.
I actually like gloomy weather, so
You feeling good. You feeling like in your wave, then on your element. So that's what's up. So y'all, I'm gonna just give a quick bio of Sky. So DJ Sky Jetta is an influential vibe selector of many genres of music who tends to diversify her catalog of music and categorize herself as open format disc jockey. The Detroit-based, Chicago and Atlanta-based capitalizes by making every performance memorable by adapting and interacting with her crowd. Beyond booking nationwide touring events such as Trap Art and Urban Fates, silent parties. She's also played for A3C 2017 Hip Hop Festival, headlined by Nas, Carefree Black Girl Festival in Atlanta, and also New York's Fashion Week. So, yeah, let's hop right on into it. Give us background, like just a little bit more, I would say, of your artistry and how you included your hustle thus far.
I'm from Detroit. I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, West Side.
Okay.
Went to Columbia. That's where I got my Chicago interaction from. I was going to Columbia for fashion.
I feel it.
And, that gets super expensive. Yeah. So I decided to go back home, save money. And mm-hmm. during that process, my dad's a DJ, so he has a setup in our basement.
Okay.
Kind of like a dad cave, but like vinyl everywhere and like DJ equipment and stuff like that.
I feel it.
So like I would go down there and just play around with it because I've always been into the music.
Okay.
That's always been like one of my main passions before mm-hmm. the fashion thing came about. And I started playing around with it, posting like Instagram videos, Snapchat videos. This was like 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. And people were like, yo, let me book you. And I'm just like, nah, G.
You need to take it serious.
I was not taking it serious at all. I just like the whole simple fact that you can like create something different. And I would mix old school with like new school.
Yeah.
And trap with like Luther Vandross.
I feel it.
And it was just like, whoa.
Great.
That's kind of tight. So that's where the whole disc jockey.
Okay. Where it came from. I feel it. So then I would say, in what way has patience applied the demand of persistence and practice in your craft as you, if not identified, then not only like, whoa, I'm raw as hell at this. Like, what exactly, has patience applied?
Patience is still applying today because no matter how far you get as an artist, I feel like you're always never satisfied, even when you reach those things that most other people look at as big. Mm-hmm. Like this year I'll be doing A3C again, but on the main stage.
Okay.
And like last year,
congrats,
I was like,
girl.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Last year I was like in one of their it was an official A3C event, but it was like a basement event.
Okay.
And it wasn't, nobody was really there for everybody was trying to see everybody else.
Yeah.
But this year I'll be on the stage with Trina. So like last year for me to like keep that same momentum and like practice and work hard because somebody else is probably trying to get your spot.
Absolutely.
So I say it applies always.
Even still.
You still have to be patient. I'm pretty sure Beyonce is still patient with certain things.
You already know. Like when you think about her just career trajectory, right? Like that. But yeah, shout out to that though, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah. So I would say, what do you believe is needed for creatives and entrepreneurs to remain persistent, right? Like, especially when it comes to like those moments where you're not feeling progressive, you know what I mean? Like, what exactly is needed?
Just remember that it's always that person that's doing the same thing that you're doing. You're not the only person with these ideas. And I had to like think about that. Like, I would see ideas I would have as a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
on, like, it can just be like party wise or I want to do this type of event, and then boom, it's already being done because somebody else is coming up with the same concepts.
Yeah.
So it's like when you have those juices flowing and it's flowing consistently, get it out there.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying get it out there half ass, but like get it out there when you're ready, of course. Do it.
I feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just do it, y'all. Tell us how patience and persistence affected your career thus far. Like looking from the moments where you was in your dad's like basement, right? It was just like, okay, this is cool, but don't book me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Compared to book me, I'm about to be on main stages with an S. You feel me? Like how has that patience and persistence when it came to applying, you know, that that craft even more, applying practice, right? Like what in what way have you seen that affect your career?
In a lot of ways, like I was just on Instagram and I'm just like, wow, like from back then to now, like not to say like verified accounts matter, but like I have so many people that like are in the industry supporting me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And back then it's just like, I only knew people from Detroit.
Right.
So it's just to have that scale of support. Show that like me being patient and perfecting what I had already to get to where I'm now, it definitely impacted my career as a DJ.
I feel that.
Yeah.
So what advice would you reflect and share to IPR listeners, right, on acknowledging the process of time and remaining like patient, right? Because at the end of the day, like, we got so many things that we want to get done, let alone see within our own lives, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, see in effect and or know that, okay, if I'm putting all of this work in, like, something got to come out of it, right?
It's like, take your time.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, the industry changes, trends change. So what people like now won't be what they like later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like the style of DJing that I'm trying to get into was never the thing back then, but like now it's like, oh yeah, like everybody's on this 90s hip hop wave now.
Yeah.
But like when I was doing this back in my basement, it was just like, hey yo, it's all about this trap music or this drill music and stuff like that. But that just shows you just to be you, because you never know what the outcome of the industry can turn into.
So I guess, like, not too heavy into the theme, but just kind of, like, a question I'm curious to get your insight on. Like, how have you seen, like, the influence of DJing, let alone just, like, the culture of DJ, like, shift within, you know, like, say our times, like, 90 kids compared to, like, nowadays, right? It's clearly a whole nother culture. But I would say, how have you seen, like, that wave impact not only how you do your stuff, but then also just the culture that we're in, like, now?
So like I always say this, like how I hate how the old heads always talk down on the new generation, because it's like, yo, like give people a chance no matter what. You don't know people's story or how they started, for real. Because sometimes I have to stop myself, like, oh, look at all of these new DJs that don't know what they're doing. But then again, it's just like, I don't know their business, so why am I judging them?
Mm-hmm.
But like how I kind of started, I started off with doing CDJs, basically what you guys have over there.
Okay.
And instead of using my laptop, I used to burn CDs and I would beat match like that.
Okay.
So how Serato is set up, it shows you the beat per minute and it's easier to do it that way. But me, I had to like just like listen in and do it by ear.
Yeah. The ear is a different instrument.
Yeah, so like me jumping into the whole laptop world, because I feel like a vinyl DJ from doing that
and
those two different transitions.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how these vinyl DJs felt when they had to jump into this new world of DJing.
Yeah.
It's like technology keeps moving and I'm probably still behind. It's
true.
It's always something new and always something different, but it makes it way easier.
True.
Just to load up all the music you want instead of having to like dig in like, your CD case
your
or
case and just dig like flipping
your vinyl.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like cool. So I would say then, what way even going into like your dad, right? Like the influence and impact of him. Like what takeaway have you gotten just from your learning environment? Like,
I'm going to be honest. My dad, he taught me a lot of technique. But when it comes down to me being a creative, my dad, he calls me a daredevil. So he just steps back and let me do me. Like,
I feel it.
He gave me some advice about DJing. But I feel like with any craft, you kind of just have to learn on your own, trial and error.
DJ Scott Jetta. Yeah. Yeah, you remind me of butterfly dolls. Waist tight with a body like gold. Hit you with the Dougie Fresh Pose. Rick James, super freak, what you know about those, yeah? Why you came with it then? Don't look, don't touch, don't play with it then, yeah? You don't gotta think like that. How your man saw things, he ain't got it like that, yeah? You can ride a wave if you wanna. Spend a couple days, you can stay if you wanna. Don't spend a night with it. This a first class flight, don't fight with a nigga, yeah?
Dear freak, she a dancer. She gon' pop it on camera. Throw it back if you nasty. Dust it like it's elastic.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low. Go ahead, break it down real low.
Stop playing with it, red light, green light, go.
I don't like your energy. You don't want to see it that way. You gon' have to keep the peace, or you gon' have to clear my space. See if I'ma take a beat. It's cause you was in my way. But if you wanna stay the lead, you gon' have to learn my pace. To place, I fall on my face. That makes it okay. Sun up to sun down. Keep the walk around. Hidden in the now, yeah. Meditate in the morning, in the night. By the water, this is water. As you know it, and I know it, yeah. I came down in the forest, in the sources, in the grave. In a waterfall, just wanna ride you.
I cannot focus on the things that I do. Cannot change. Go like the wind, the time that folds my mind.
Words I can't say.
No.
We keep a lie and more lies. All what I think I do see. Secrets that
issues. The blunt saying I can fix you.
I can fix you.
So I woo 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 woo. You know how your kids do. Woo, woo. When I'm in my truth, turn up on you. When I'm in my truth, yeah. Alley alley you. When I'm in my truth, when I'm in my truth, pull up in that like woo. Cute. Roll another one. Fly me to the moon. Tell below with the truth. Damn, I love my truth. You can't fuck with my truth. So what the fuck you gon' do? I won't go easy on you. I might, wait, hold up. I need a boost. I might go easy on you. Turn up on TV on you.
Little bit.
So I had a little bit of the issues. The blunt kept saying I could fix you. So I hit it like woo 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 woo. You know how the kids do. When I'm in my truth, turn up on you. When I'm in my truth, alley alley you. When I'm in my truth.
DJ Scott Jetta.
I would say for just seeing like each DJ like in y'all element, everybody of course has their own signature, their own style. Like what would you say you always leave behind like on your sets? You know what I mean? Like what's that I'm about to
I'm about to tee this shit
up. Right. Like, what's that signature, Sky Jetta?
Sky Jetta, I love house music, but I can't always do house music. I wish I could. Especially down south, they're not going for it. But no shame, I always no yeah they not but I always tend to at least try to throw in some trap music with some old school.
Okay,
like I said, I'm an open format DJ, so I'll play some reggae. Mm-hmm. I'll throw in some like crazy old school. You'll hear me spinning some funk mixed in with some R&B.
okay.
So okay. It's everywhere, to be honest. But okay. More of I like to feel the crowd and see where the party's taking me. Sometimes it's not even me leading the crowd. It's true. The crowd leading me. True. So that's definitely something you have to pay attention to, or you're going to be like a sucky DJ.
Catch the wave and like find your flow within it type of move, right?
Yeah, so. It's a lot of y'all out here just playing for y'allself, which sometimes you go to those events where you have people who just won't move. You can play like Funito by Chief Keef and they just still there like chilling. But that's when you just be like, whatever, I'm gonna just play this play because y'all hear me, but at the same time y'all not on it tonight, so.
Right. Like, let me turn it up, maybe. Yeah. You know,
sometimes it's not even a DJ. I'll be seeing some fly DJs spinning and everybody just be looking at them.
That's
like,
crazy, because for me, I'm gonna lie, like, it's,
that's just those people that just don't want to party,
right?
So
like, why are you here?
yeah go home, Roger. Right. You came here for Taco Tuesday only.
Literally, like, at least give me a head bob or something. Yeah. You know. But yeah, so then to my last question to you, and then I'm gonna definitely give you the floor to, like, you know, tell our listeners like what you got going on and like upcoming stuff too. So if you this is a DJ Sky Jetta like signature stamped certified answer, all right? If you could co-op on a DJ set with two others, who would it be and why?
A-Track, of course, because A-Track is cold.
Okay.
He's the coldest ever. I'm not going to say that. I'm coming from his spot one day. And I want to say a female, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to say a female because no.
No? Why not?
I just feel like that spot kind of got beat out by DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Really?
Yeah. I watch him on the Boiler Room a lot.
Don't be ashamed, though. It's all good.
Yeah.
You feel like he beat it out? Like, what do you mean? Like,
no, I'm saying, like, as in, like, the female I had in mind.
Oh.
Yeah, he kind of took that spot. Like,
I see.
Changed my mind real
quick. Okay. So, A-Track and Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, man.
I feel it.
A-Track, okay. If you're listening.
Okay, so then, break down, like, A-Track's, Jazzy Jeff's, and yours, and, like, how that night would, like, even sound.
I feel like it's just all different sounds. Mm-hmm. And, like, when you got all different sounds, you kind of can appeal to everybody that's there. True. So A-Track, he kind of is more technical, and he's really, like, he's a genius when it comes down to the technology part of DJing, like, with the whole beat pad and all this, and how he manipulates the beats, and it's crazy. DJ Jazzy Jeff, he tries to get in there with the younger generation vibes, but then again, he has that old school.
He got the classics.
Yeah, like, yeah, this DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Right, like, then you even got to sing.
Then with me, I come in with, like, the fresh trap mixed with vibes. Like, I'm more of a vibe person.
Okay. I feel like, it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. I switch it up though. So yeah. That's why, you know, I consider myself to be open format. Because if you need me for a bar mitzvah, what's up?
Right.
I'm there.
Like, that's what's up.
I met Joaquin Sierra too.
Right. Like, it don't matter. Either way. Because if anything, it's just knowing that confidence, you know, not only within yourself, but then knowing that the sounds around you and the waves is what you created for the folks. So that's what's up. So, kind of in the close, what's some upcoming things you got going, like some moves, events, you know, that whole nine?
I'll be here in Chicago for a bit.
Okay.
I have some stuff coming up. Flyer's gonna be dropping soon. And A3C is October 5th through the 7th. I'll be on the stage on the 7th for the All Women's of Hip Hop stage. They're doing this. This is the first time they're ever doing this.
Word.
So we have Trina headlining that stage. with Lil Wayne and Manny Fresh on the opposite stage that same night. So okay.
It's going to be cool. Where's NC3?
It's Atlanta based.
Okay.
All three coasts. They don't put the Midwest in there because, you know, it's only the three coasts.
I see.
Yeah. The shade.
Right. Like, wow.
Right.
No, yeah. But it's cool, though. Okay. So, yeah. I mean, if anything, then just give them, like, some social media, like, where they find you and check you out.
Everything is going to be DJ Sky Jetta. That's Sky, J-E-T-T-A.
Bet it up.
So.
Yo, shout out to Darrell Backford, y'all, my homie and mentor on the lowest of keys of Drink Black Water, y'all, for even bringing you on and putting you on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Board.
Shout out to Darrell. He's awesome.
Yeah, that's
we Naya. Definitely got some cool stuff coming up, too. So stay tuned for that. Some cool parties in Chicago as well.
Drink Black Water, y'all, because if anything, I've been knowing Darrell for a minute, and we've actually talked about some dope stuff, too, that's getting ready to pop off with my own brand of photography. So I'm excited just to see where that's going to take us. But yeah, like, Chicago showing you love, girl. You already know. And if anything, like, whenever IPR come through the ATL or Detroit, back to Detroit, because we hit Detroit for our road trip tour back in June. Shout out to Shelby Tinsley of I Shelby. We popped out pretty hard in Detroit. It was pretty dope. They showed us some good love. Like, the whole space that we were in, Pony Ride, shout out to Pony Ride, was packed. So
did y'all go to Sweetwater's, though?
No.
Did y'all go to Coney?
We didn't do anything. Wow. Like, the only thing we did was go to the, you know, the little lake that's right by the bridge that goes to Canada. So,
okay.
But we definitely got to come back to Detroit and ATL. Like, shout out to ATL just in general.
Shout
out
to Atlanta.
That culture is pretty dope. We got to hop in there. So, y'all. It's your girl, Chelsea Sincere, once more. Y'all be sure to check out our past shows of this season on SoundCloud at Invisible Podcast Radio, in addition to our website at InvisiblePodcastRadio.com. Y'all, we are officially over 7,000 plays, yo. It's lit. If anything, we are hitting, I would say, a dope mark on the 2 years that we have already been in progress of making. So much love to every listener, follower, country, city, state, you feel me, that has been rocking with us thus far. So we about to close, and thank you once more, DJ Sky.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. If anything, we're gonna get some events going and have you mixing with us anyway. So it's already
good.
It's a move. I'm excited. All right, y'all, peace and love from your girl. We out.